The Health Committee. On the Health Committee is John McAllister from the UUP. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Is this a good idea, then?
Well, I mean, I think so. And the committee, of course, in the discussion was very aware of the public attitude to this and mindful of the cost and how we would keep the cost down. So that's why the whole committee isn't going, or indeed even a member of each party on the committee isn't going. There's just the chair and the deputy chair going. But, I mean, Cuba, you're quite right in some of your opening remarks in that Cuba spend, you know, about a sixth of what we spend on health. They have a much... This conference that Jim and Sue are going to will be looking at health inequality, and they're going to look at other health projects when they're out there.
But we can learn a lot from communist Cuba then, can we?
We can learn... I would hope we can learn some things. The fact that they spend... you know, a sixth of what we're spending, particularly on a public health agenda, and they are, you used the phrase healthy Havana. I mean, they are getting incredible outcomes in their healthcare for what they're spending on it. And that's what we need to harness. We have, you look at health inequalities here, Stephen, we've like an average of 7 years of difference from the most affluent areas in Northern Ireland to some of the most deprived. It's how we deal with some of those inequalities, and whether that's on diet and alcohol consumption and housing. It's a range of factors, but it's how we deal with those inequalities. How we keep people healthier longer has a huge bearing on whether we will be able to afford a health service as we go into the 2020s and 2030s.
Absolutely, John. You know, the merits of what you're saying in terms of obviously the health services is really important. I'm just wondering why we're sending our politicians into the sunshine. It must be awful for them, you know, to get out of the rain and go into the sunshine. Obviously, they couldn't do it on Skype. Obviously, they couldn't do it on the internet. Obviously, they couldn't do it on the phone. And there would be no point sending NHS officials there, or indeed health service experts. We really should send politicians into the sunshine, shouldn't we?
I think actually there will be a mix of people. We were making the decision as a committee that my understanding is there will be representatives there from public health agents.
Well, they're going too.
Going as well. We were wanting to be represented as a committee so that two of our members, the chair and deputy chair, could report back and actually say, here's some of the things that we need to focus on. Here's some of the lessons we can learn from Cuba. And this is what we should be... These are some of the things we need to
learn. So let me get this right. It's not just the chair and the deputy chair going. There are other people from other bodies in Northern Ireland going as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. To my knowledge, I'm not here speaking for other bodies. I'm here as a health committee member. But there are other people going to look and to learn... from this, and I think that's a good thing. We shouldn't be so insular, and we shouldn't be afraid to go out and look and to challenge the system here.
How many's going
from the health committee?
No, in total.
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm only speaking to the health committee, but I know there are some possibly going from the public health agency. But from the health committee, there will be the chair, deputy chair, and one member of staff. So there'll be three. From the health committee.
Kieran McCarthy's listening to you this morning, the Alliance MLA.
Hello,
for Strangford. What do you think, Kieran?
Well,
you're on the health committee.
I'm on the health committee. Yes, I expressed my concern last week whenever this was first mooted. You know, they expect at that time we didn't know what the expenditure was going to be, and I, you know, thought that the committee was a bit extravagant, over the top, and I questioned it and queried it, and well, the response was from some of them that, oh no, we're not going to send the whole committee, we'll send probably one from each party. Well, I mean, that would be five plus committee members, and you know, thankfully it has been reduced, whittled down to the chair and the deputy chair, which is not just so bad. But I mean, I have no trouble as long as it can be proved that this is worthwhile. I mean, you're talking about 4 days, from Tuesday the 4th to Friday the 7th of December. there's a lot of work, there's a lot of stuff. And my argument simply is, Stephen, could this not be done by modern technology?
Well, why don't you ask your party colleague, John McAllister?
Well, not
your party colleague, sorry, your committee colleague.
Yeah, and I'm sure John has thought about it too. Like, you know, I'm sure all the committee members, but the initial reaction is send the whole committee at over 2,000 at a time. Ridiculous, ludicrous, particularly whenever we are at this moment in time striving for to prevent or getting money for funding for drugs and for to save the children's cardiac unit and blah, blah, and all of these things. But as I say, it's now down to two and one committee, which is not so bad. But I do hope that they can come back with something that will.
John McAllister,
I'm glad you clarified that. Kieran's party colleague on the eve of my conference.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with the Lions, man.
But morning, Kieran, anyway.
Hi, John.
I mean, some of Kieran's points are right, and I agree with the committee as a whole was mindful of the cost, Stephen. And as to regard to the question of video link-ups, yes, you can do it of that in video link-ups, but there's still nothing like going and seeing firsthand and reporting back and looking at how this works, looking at other projects when Jim and Sue are in Cuba. And I think at
Jim and Sue and another member of staff and some staff from the Public Health Agency, who knows who else?
The staff from the Public Health Agency are nothing to do with the committee, with respect. I can only speak for the committee. I have no idea who would be going or the numbers or whatever else from the public health. That's probably very easy for you to find out. We were taking a decision as a committee. Is this something that we think is worthwhile? I take Kieran's point. I think it will prove. I think he will be pleasantly surprised when it does prove a worthwhile exercise. And I say to people, we shouldn't be so insular and only want to look at things we do ourselves and not look to the wider world and places we can learn from. And if this is worthwhile, then let's go and do it. Sending two members plus a member of staff isn't a huge financial commitment from a committee as opposed to sending 12 of us. So it's going to be pretty efficiently done, and they're not going to be flying business class, they're going to be on economy class. It will be done as cheaply as possible.
John, as long as they don't come back with a mindset of cutting wholesale the services in order to save money here and there. As you know, the health service here at the moment is struggling big time. That's my fear, that they will be coming back with a mindset, cut, and that's not what we want. We want proper services delivered.
Do you know how much the doctors are paid in Cuba, John?
I don't. I wouldn't imagine it's a fraction of what, given the standard of the Cuban economy, I wouldn't imagine it's a fraction of what ours.
The average doctor salary per month is between $30 and $50 per month.
Yes. But, David, we're not going to look. I mean, salaries across the board, I would imagine even salaries in broadcasting in Cuba are at a different level than what they are at the BBC or UTV. I mean, that's just a different scale of the economy. You're not comparing a country like for like. One is we're in a developed economy. Theirs is a developing economy.
Communist country, John. You can imagine them having a Nolan show in Cuba.
I can't imagine.
I'd be jailed.
You would be jailed. Now, some people here would say that might be a good thing, but I wouldn't be one of them, Stephen. Yes. But on Kieran's point, what they're going to be coming back with, Kieran, is hopefully some ideas as how we can actually save the health service going into the future, because it's well been identified for a number of years. We cannot continue to fund a health service if we don't get the public engaged in their own health and looking after it.
But the problem is this, John. The point I'm trying to put to you, John, and I ask this in the context of people who are maybe sitting on an NHS waiting list here in Northern Ireland, or someone that's been told there's not enough money in the NHS in order to recruit more doctors or nurses, or indeed nurses here. Who think that they should be getting more of a salary for what they do. And for those people who see this as a junket, the only point I'm putting to you is that the bill for the NHS here in Northern Ireland, a large fraction of that bill will be wages. So there is absolutely nothing comparable, 70, or that could
70%.
Well, there you go, 70%. So there is nothing comparable, or indeed that could ever be comparable, between here and Cuba. And I'm just really interesting in you convincing people this morning that this is not a junket. I don't know. Maybe there was somewhere else that could have been that you lot could have learnt slightly more. That
Stephen,
might have been a bit colder. Going to hot Cuba in December while we sit here.
And I noticed then you wouldn't have any objection if it had been in Siberia or somewhere. But that's a key point. 70% of the health service, say, goes in wages. There's another 12-something% goes in drugs. So by the time you add up the things that you cannot change or do a lot about in the health service, you're down to about 10% of the budget that you can actually change. And variable. And that's why getting the efficiencies that we need to find in the health service are so difficult. A £4.5 billion budget in Northern Ireland, and you've only maybe about the 10% of that you can make real changes to. So unless you get people engaged in their health, living longer, staying out of hospital longer, all of those things, our health service will literally crumble. I mean, we've identified this in numerous reports. It was one of the reasons that Michael McGimsey set up a dedicated public health agency as minister, and why I've been consistently supportive of that. But it's to go and look at these ends. So that's the area that we're going to learn things from Cuba. We're not going to learn about wages and this. We're not going to look at wages and salaries.
And tell me this, to the MLAs who are going, who's going? Jim Wells and who else?
Sue Ramsay is chair of the committee.
Ah, Jim and Sue. Do they write a report personally when they come back?
They will work a report up with whatever member of staff goes with them, yes, and present it back to the health committee.
Yeah, but the question is precise. Does the member of staff that's going write the report, or do the MLAs write it? Who writes it?
It will be a combination of both. The final report will be presented to the committee, and this will be used as something, Stephen, that we want to look at. The committee has done other major reports, like the inquiry into suicide and self-harm, the inquiry into obesity. We visited the Welsh Assembly government to look at their autism strategy before. Now, this, admittedly, is a much further trip, and that's why we've been conscious of reducing the numbers and cutting the cost.
Yeah, and that report back from sunny Cuba, will it be published?
Of course it will. I mean, there are many things that the Health Committee do that are not in open session are published. Of course it'll be published. It'll be published online. You'll be fit to inquire about it, or fit to ask indeed what we have learned, what tangible is going to change in Northern Ireland over the coming years as a result of that visit. What have we gleaned from the trip?
And
that's the purpose of doing it.
And Jim, and John, how much is it costing?
Well, I haven't the final figure, but it's probably going to be around £5,000.
Here's Andy in Belfast. Morning, Andy.
Hello, Stephen. What would it be the difference in the climate? Why the thing? Plus, I think this is a load of rubbish. This, absolutely, it's a waste of money. And the only thing is, I wonder if they got all their bikinis packed and all, Stephen, for laying on the beaches over there in the sun.
Presumably there wouldn't be much downtime now.
Morning.
How do you know?
Because they're only there for, what is it, 5 days they're there for?
4 days.
Four days.
I think it's a waste of money. I think it could be put into something feasible over in Northern Ireland.
But Andy,
climate's completely different than what it is over there.
But Andy, as John McAllister says, you know, you don't want to be so insular that you're frightened of looking outside. You don't want to be so worried about people like me or the media putting a little bit of pressure on that you're not able to stand up tall and say, yeah, we're going to fact-find.
Stephen, if they're so keen on going, why don't they pay for it themselves? They're getting a good wage.
Because they're doing so on behalf of the state.
That's a load of nonsense, Stephen. I think they're sitting up there in Stormont and they're concocting up these ideas. Oh, I wonder what we could do and where could we go to make ourselves look popular. I think it's a waste of money.
Here's Connor in Belfast. You've seen the Cuban Health Service firsthand, Connor.
Yes, Stephen, I have indeed, yeah. I was over in 2007 with a number of people from Belfast and made up of just ordinary members of the public and also trade unionists. And first of all, the health service is widely believed in Cuba to be the best in the world, which it is. I mean, it's got a GDP of a third world country, but its health outcomes are equal, if not better, than the UK's and the United States. You know, but with absolutely a fraction of the money that they have. Now, I know you were making some comparisons around the wage bill, but I mean, it can't always be about money. I mean, for example, when we were over, the first thing that we were asking, and when we visit the hospitals and the polyclinics that they call them over there, was that about infection control and how they deal with hospital acquired infections. And they knew nothing about it. The bottom line is they don't have hospital acquired infections. There is no MRSA over there. I mean, so it's about how do they adapt, how do they get that right, and we don't, you know, and bringing that back, and how can we learn from it? So I mean, that's a good thing as well. And the same time. John Camden report has come out, and he made no recommendations about looking at, he said where he would benchmark internationally were proven, and there's no health system in the world gets scrutinized more than the Cuban one. So we can benchmark there as well and see how he does it, and you know, over there. But at the same time, their polyclinics, what we would call maybe health centers, their polyclinics open 24 hours a day. You can go and get x-rays there, you can go and get scans there. You can go and get minor injuries treated.
Are you John McAllister's personal assistant? You know a lot about this.
No, I'm not John McAllister's personal assistant at all.
What did you go over there for? How do you know so much?
Because I'm very interested in the Cuban health service, and I've always had an interest in it from a trade union perspective. And we've been crying about it from day one. I know you touched on it sometimes, or that you were emphasizing it was a communist country. So what? They have an ideology, and you know, it's a communist ideology, and fine, it works. They have a socialist ideology towards health. It shouldn't be a scared of that. I mean, I think it's actually brilliant that John McAllister, especially coming from an unionist background, are now looking at that. Historically, they would never look at that sort of situation. But you know, I think now we find ourselves in a situation where money's so tight on the ground that they want to learn from other places. So I mean, I welcome the fact that they are making this move to look at the Cuban health service. I'll be very interested in reading the report when they come back. But as I say, it's not about shifting the Cuban health service over to Northern Ireland. It's about making sure that you adapt the same ethos towards health and public health.
Honour, could that not have been done by through the television and radio and telecommunications and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, to a certain extent it can. But I mean, like I see myself, I mean, you only get a real good feel for it when you actually see it firsthand. I mean, when we had a guy called Professor Patrick Petroni from the London Institute of the City of London University, who is an expert in this. And you look him up and Google him, and we brought him over to our branch, and he had a discussion of this. And there was all sorts of doctors there. There was nurses there. There was everybody interested in hearing his discussion. And they all got their eyes open. They couldn't believe the outcomes that they were getting with such you know, short amounts of money.
You've got a fan here, John McAllister.
I'm pleased. Morning, Connor. I'm pleased. And could I just clarify, I've never met Connor. We don't know
him. I need to probe into that a little bit more. Connor, would you be a farmer?
No, I wouldn't be a farmer, Stephen. No, wouldn't. No, not at all, no.
And I'm not a trade unionist either. But look, the point that Connor makes are right. You know, it's good to go and look at things, and we are mindful of it. And I will pass on to Sue Ramsey not to take her bikini with her, Stephen. I think you having met her probably would know that's good advice.
Oh, really? Why? Why?
Just because we don't want you sending photographs up on your web account or anything like that. Look, it's about going and looking at the public health and the points that Connor made. So, well, on the points that Andy, your first caller, made, the cost is going to be kept down to a minimum.
Yeah.
And if we can learn anything, even we learn a couple of small things that we can change and save money in our health service or improve health inequalities in Northern Ireland, it will be well worth doing.
As I say, Stephen, the best thing I would ask John to look at when they're over there will take a real strong emphasis on how they deal with hospital acquired infections, and how they're going to adapt the same ethos to keeping a clean environment, and especially in their own theatres and throughout the hospitals, because they have some really simplistic, excellent ideas, you know, and the work, and they don't have those issues. But and you know, and but more importantly, I would want John Compton to take a more closer look and actually adapt the same strategy. As I say, he's saying that he wants more care in the community. But as I say, you look around, I mean, look at Grove Tree and the bottom of Grabbin' the Road in Belfast. It's closed now. Where's these people
right.
being cared for in the community?
The
point I'm trying to make is,
right.
if he's want greater public health involvement, then he's going to have to make sure that he supplies the infrastructure through maybe our existing infrastructure, like our health centres. Our health centres are capable of doing an awful lot
okay.
more.
Okay, Conor, thank you, sir. Here's Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yes,
I've been listening to the programme there. Now, first of all, there's no comparison between Northern Ireland and Cuba. First of all, they get 360 days a year sunshine, for a start. They have a better diet than what we have. I would like to know how many people in Cuba get the flu every year. So it's a waste of taxpayers' money, so it is. And another point, that gentleman from the union said that they want to go and learn something. What happens if they come back and decide they're going to change working practices in some of the hospitals? The first people to be up in arms is the trade unions. So they will... So it's a waste of public money.
Here's Lindsay. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Stephen. I actually thought this was April the 1st. I actually thought this was a joke. The first point I'd like to make is John McAllister still on?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. McAllister,
yep.
I would be willing to Google and do as much research as I can from my own home and produce a report for you. Nothing.
Yes, but Lindsay, there's a difference from going out and actually seeing something firsthand. Now, come
Look,
on.
Stephen, hold Wise on a minute.
You can't,
I would like to go to Mars, but unfortunately I don't have the resources.
Yes, but you can't do everything. You can't do everything on the internet. There is a tangible
no justification
benefit.
Monetarily, £5,000 for three people. Two people and someone else.
I tell you what, I very much doubt. Now, John has the figures, but it would be tight enough getting three people out to Cuba, putting them up in a hotel, flying them back and forward, feeding them for $5,000. Tell you what.
They must have got some kind of a deal. Now, that money must be better spent somewhere else. If a report needs to be done and research needs to be done, it can be done online. You don't need to physically go there and see it.
Of course, you need to see stuff rather than online.
No, you don't, Stephen.
Here's Brian. Morning, Brian.
Hello, Stephen. How are you doing? Stephen, I think a point I want to make basically is that the government and any ministers, MLS, should all lead by example. And I am in shock, and I'm sure the majority of your listeners are, about the amount of thousands it will take. I have a daughter that has struggled for over 2 years and fought with the system, the health service, to get registered as having a mental problem. And in the space of the 2 years, I watched her actually get worse with her health due to the fact that nobody was taking her serious, and when they started to take her serious, the appointments were weeks apart, absolutely weeks apart. Now, the money should be spent. To me, mental issues in this country are as big a cancer as cancer. If you're registered for cancer, then all this automated system kicks in. People may think they have to wait, but people with mental issues are being thrown into the skip, and to go to Cuba, for what reason?
Well, now, to be fair to the health minister, Edwin Poots, and I haven't spoken to him about this in a long time, but I do know that he would say one of his priorities is mental ill health in Northern Ireland,
Stephen,
and sorting it out. Has your daughter got depression, or what is it?
No, Stephen, it is way beyond that. It is a very serious mental condition, and it should have been picked up several times, and it wasn't. I'm not going any further on her personal details, but it is a factual point that she had slipped through the net for so long. I had to actually, with all due respect, try and pull a bit of a favour with somebody that I knew to get her up the ladder, and it did work, and I don't deny that, but you will do what you can. But Stephen, the point is, it's not talked on your programme enough.